This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the March 15, 2013 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. My name is Natalie Pynchon, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. Topics covered in this week's podcast are oncology and the cervical spine. Cervical rudimentary meningocele in adulthood. A case report by Hao Wang and colleagues. Cervical dysraphism is usually cystic and treated in very early childhood. However, the authors describe a unique case of an adult patient who harbored a solid cervical meningocele. The lesion was an oval-shaped, hard mass. No signs of neurological deficits were noted. Preoperative images showed a cutaneous solid mass connected to intraspinal contents by a stalk traversing the lamina defect. The authors performed resection of the cutaneous lesion and intradural untethering. Clusters of meningocytes and sarcoma bodies were found in the cutaneous mass on pathological examination. The authors identified this lesion as a cervical rudimentary meningocele. The lesion had a benign nature history, and its present description may contribute to the current classification of cervical spinal dysraphism. Myelopathy due to calcified meningiomas of the thoracic spine. Minimum 3-year follow-up after surgical treatment. A clinical article by Qing Zhu and co-authors. This study details the clinical features, treatment and follow-up of 11 calcified meningiomas for the purpose of providing general information, describing the skill required for the surgery, and detailing the imaging study of these tumors. Comparing the duration of preoperative symptoms, patient age, degree of canal stenosis, and intraoperative blood loss, it was noted that the greater the degree of canal stenosis, the poorer the outcome of the patient. Calcified meningiomas were more likely to adhere to the nerves and dura. This finding might explain the high incidence of neurological dysfunction and cerebrospinal fluid leakage after surgery. Computed tomography scans and enhanced magnetic resonance imaging are recommended for intraspinal tumors before surgery to exclude the possibility of calcification. For calcified meningiomas, precise tumor resection, dura repair during surgery, and the medical care after surgery are all important for achieving an acceptable outcome. Radiation-induced vertebral compression fracture following spine stereotactic radiosurgery. Clinico-pathological correlation. A report of two cases by Amin Al-Omer and co-workers. Spine stereotactic radiosurgery, or SRS, is increasingly being applied to treat metastatic spinal tumors. The group, led by Dr. Arjun Sagal, has previously reported on SRS-induced vertebral compression fracture, a relatively new complication facing patients treated with this technique. However, the mechanism of action has been unexplained. In this report, Dr. Sagal's team explored two cases of SRS-induced vertebral compression fracture, where the imaging findings suggested local tumor progression, but the clinical scenario suggested otherwise. This led to biopsies being performed in these cases. Pathological findings confirmed radiation necrosis and fibrosis as opposed to tumor progression. This led the authors to postulate that the radiation itself is causing osteoradionecrosis, and is a factor in the pathogenesis of SRS-induced vertebral compression fracture. Therefore, in those scenarios in which it is unclear based on imaging following spine SRS if true tumor progression has occurred, this group recommends biopsy sampling to rule out radiation-induced effects within the bone prior to initiating salvage therapies. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Thank you.